Greetings, everyone. This is another episode of the 4K Blu-ray Review on the Multimedia Men Network. We're reviewing Blu-rays and 4K discs to come out and to tell you if you need to spend your hard-earned money on physical copies or even digital copies of these movies. I'm Brian Kluger with BoomstickComics.com and HighDefDigest.com. And we're on the Multimedia Men Network. Look us up on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. We have tons of fun shows, including shows about wrestling, horror movies, music. It's a lot of fun. And of course, this 4K Blu-ray one. Like the last episode, we did Phantasm 3, Lord of the Dead. We're going to go ahead and jump to Phantasm 4, Oblivion, which again was released by Wellgo USA. So again, if you purchased the collection with all the films, you do not need this one. But if you just have like the first two on Screen Factory, you want the other ones, go ahead and pick these up. But let's talk about part four. Actually, before we get into the plot synopsis, this movie, Phantasm IV Oblivion, had an insane pre-production process. Roger Avery, yes, that Roger Avery, who co-wrote and produced Pulp Fiction with Quentin Tarantino, who directed Rules of Attraction, actually was a huge fan of the Phantasm series and wrote a really big screenplay that for part four of Phantasm, and it was titled Phantasm 1999 AD, interestingly enough, because this movie actually came out in 1998. And it was a sequel to Lord of the Dead, part three, and it was set in a post-apocalyptic future. It was crazy. And biggest of all, it was supposed to star Bruce Campbell, our Lord and Savior Bruce Campbell. Holy shit. But this never came to be because the studio would not finance the film for some odd reason. So, interestingly enough, we have Phantasm IV Oblivion, which was considerably less budget than the previous films. Part 2 had a budget of $3 million, and Part 3, Lord of the Dead, had a budget of $2.5 million. For Part 4, they were only given $650,000 to make. So there were tons of camera tricks used in this movie, such as the Civil War dream sequence. They, instead of paying all the reenactment group or hiring real extras, they hired Civil War reenactment group and only paid them $200 as a donation to their league. And a lot of the scenes were filmed in the desert because it was super cheap to film there. So, there was very interesting. We could have had a Bruce Campbell, Roger Avery Phantasm movie. However, we never did. We have Oblivion, which is decent in itself. It brings back a Michael Baldwin and Reggie Bannister, as well as Angus Grimm as the tall man in this one. And of course, like the previous sequels, it takes place right after the events of part three, where we see Mike fleeing from the mortuary in the hearse while Reggie is trapped inside the tall man's spheres. And interestingly enough, as you know, like this tall man, this evil guy played by Angus Grimm, he kind of like, he likes to toy with his victims. He doesn't just automatically kill them. And such as the case with part four, instead of killing Reggie as he had him, has him in the palm of his hands in his, silver sphere, he says, "I have one last game to play," and let him go. And then you have Reggie and you have Mike trying to kill the tall man and see what he's getting at. A lot of it takes place in Death Valley in the desert because, again, they have no budget. Jody appears again. Jody is now a sphere himself and can only get into human form ever so often. It's crazy. It's a fun film, but not as good as, like, I would say the first two. And again, it's like them trying to defeat the tall man who always has like a, who always is a step ahead everywhere. So, that's kind of the gist of part four of Phantasm. There are some good kill scenes here. There are some gore. It's all done on a very super low budget. But yeah, this came out in 1998, right around Halloween, on a very low budget, and was written, directed, and produced by Don Corse Kelly, who did the last three and this fourth one. But yeah, this movie is, they did a good job. It's just, it's not what you would consider one of the best sequels in the horror franchise, in my personal opinion. But, going on, with, the video aspect of this film, it's pretty similar to the previous release, where you get a 1080p transfer, in high definition, all the scenes in the desert. You get bright blue skies that are very luscious and rich, and the canyons are in their orange and brown. The palette kind of pops. It's almost kind of like Fury Road, in that way. A lot of blues and oranges here. And then there, of course, the black levels and the dark, suits that everybody wears, or at least the tall man wears in the dark world. It looks very good. There's not a whole lot of crush. It's actually a pretty decent video transfer, I would say, better than the previous films. The flashbacks, because there is a ton of flashbacks in the movie, I would say have been desaturated to give kind of like a very decaying look as to show the time difference here. So if you see your color palette kind of go down levels, that's not a transfer issue. That is a style issue. And the detail, yes, you'll be able to see every gray hair on the tall man's head. You'll be able to see kind of like the cool aspects of the sphere and its shiny, glimmering places. CGI effects, if there really is any, it's not great, given the low budget, but still decent. Wide shots look deep as well. So video-wise, damn good. Let's go on to audio. Also, you get the 5.1 and 2.0 tracks, the stereo and the 5.1 DTS HD masters. Damn good. You're going to get the silver sphere flying around all the speakers, which is always fun to hear. You're going to get that bass that pops in very big action scenes or horrific scenes. You're going to get the eerie score. You're going to hear screams here and there. You're going to hear ambient sounds in the desert, and as well as the dark world where the bass kicks up. All delivered very well. Dialogue is free of pops, cracks, hiss, and shrills, and is very clear and easy to follow along with. I would say the audio version is pretty good, same as the previous release. So with the extras here, you have Phantasm Oblivion behind the scenes, which is about 11 minutes long, and it kind of shows a little bit of how they worked on some of the bigger scenes with a few cast and crew interviews, nothing too informative. You have a trailer, and then you have audio commentary by Don Corse Kelly and actors Angus Grimm and Reggie Bannister, which is always fun to hear. They do a really good job of talking now about the film, how the production process was very difficult given the limited budget, some anecdotes from the set. Very fun. So yes, overall, you're going to want this set if you don't already own it in the big collection. If you only have them individually, please pick up these from Wellgo USA, part 3 and 4. If you're a horror fan, Phantasm should be in your collection. So pick these up if you want to have a good time and be scared of Tall Man.